good singing tonight. It's been a help to my heart. And we're going to look in Numbers chapter 32 and preach what we feel like the Lord have us say tonight. And may the Holy Ghost use it in your heart that's here. In Numbers chapter 32, verse 1, the Bible said, "Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had very great multitude of cattle. And when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that behold, the place was a place for cattle, the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spake unto Moses and Eleazar the priest, and unto the princes of the congregation, saying, Hazeroth and Dabon and Jazer and Nimrah and Heshbon and Elalah and Shebam and Nebo and Beon, even the country which the Lord smote before the congregation of Israel, is a land for cattle, and thy servants have cattle. Wherefore, said they, if we have found grace in thy sight, let this land be given unto thy servants for a possession, and bring us not over Jordan. Yes. And Moses said unto the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, shall your brethren go to war, and shall ye sit here? And wherefore discourage ye the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord hath given them? Thus did your fathers when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up into the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel that they should not go into the land which the Lord had given them. And the Lord's anger was kindled the same time, and he sware, saying, surely none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me. Yes. Say, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. And the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, unto all the generation that had done evil, the sight of the Lord was consumed. What God's man saying here to these from Reuben and Gad is, he said, now, I don't want you doing what your daddy did. That's what he's basically saying. He said, your fathers, they come back with a report that discouraged the people, that they wasn't wanting to go any further with God, because that report caused them to, he said, discourage them. And the word discourage here meant that it neutralized them. It dissuaded them to going on with God. And that's why we need some encouragers in the house of God instead of discouragers in the house of God this hour. Amen. There's a lot of people wanting to discourage, my friend, instead of encourage. And we need some encouragement in this hour. And they wouldn't go no further because of the report. And he said, your father's done that. And he said, surely you boys don't need to start that same thing. It was Reuben and Gad that had a good bit of cattle. And they wanted to stay on this side of the Jordan because they had land for cattle and not go across Jordan and go into the land of Canaan. And they weren't willing to do that. And listen to this here. Moses said to them, and this is me preaching it, and I'm not reading it. Moses said to them, well, you think you got to sit here? Thank God why the rest of the crowds are going in. I'll tell you, you're not going to sit here. Thank God you got to go with them. And they said, we'll go with them and stay with them until God gives them the land. But we want to come back here. Hey, but listen to me, friend. That's what's wrong with the church today. We got a group here and a group there. One group wants to do this. One group wants to do that. Thank God this is all together. We're one family in the house of God. And we ought to go with God tonight and not want to go somewhere else. Thank God, go with the Lord tonight. Amen. That's right. And they said, well, we'll go with them. And when they get there and conquer the land, then we'll go back to the land there that we wanted. I won't preach tonight if the Lord will help me tonight on, are you sitting there? That's right. That's what they want to do. They just want to sit there. And boy, I'm going to tell you what, this is such a picture of the modern day church we're living in. I mean, the membership's right here in these scriptures tonight, and I want to try to preach your heart. Now, I'm going to get her tight a little bit on some things tonight, and I'm only trying to help you.
you there. And thank God. Now I'm going to tell you tonight, the Lord's interested in your heart. He's interested in you giving all to Him. He's not going to spend, my friend, second place. He's first, second, and third. And there'll be nobody to take the place in your heart under God, besides God. And I'll tell you, you look at this Bible, not how tight it is, that there was no room nowhere for anybody to serve or worship anything else but the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you what God said. He said, you can't serve two masters. You got to go with God tonight. And so I want to preach a little while about this thing of sitting there. And them boys, I kind of believe they wanted to sit there. They wasn't wanting to go over. But Moses said, you got to go over. Thank God. Well, give you that land. God will. But you got to go over. And you got to stay with them until the land's conquered. I wondered about this. Here's these from Reuben, these from Gad that was going over with the tribes. And I wonder tonight if they really put all in it. Discourage the people some, and Moses spoke to them about that. Now, in this texture tonight, and in the scripture in Psalm, in the book of Numbers 32, there is a verse there that's very commonly quoted, and I want to bring that to your mind here. In verse 23, he said, "But if you will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." This is what Moses said to them. They said, "Listen, boys, if you're not willing to go and fight the battle of this land's obtained, then if you don't do what you said you're going to do," he said, "sin, your sin will come home to you, and you won't be blessed by God." I'm a tonight, friend. Hey, there's a lot of people tonight in the house of God that can't get to God because they've got sin in their house. They've got sin in their house, and they need to get it right with God. You can't worship God tonight with sin in your life. You got to come to God tonight and get that thing settled and get the sin under the blood. But I'll say this tonight, will ye sit here while they go to war? War here was battle. They knew they was going to face, thank God, them other nations. It was idols, idolatry there, and heathen gods. And them people worshiped them gods. They knew they was going to face that. Hey, you got to sit here while they go into battle, while they're going to war, while their faces are things. Religion. That's what it is. God is moving in the church and believing the old time book. There's a battle for it tonight. You know I'm telling you the truth. There's churches like ours and like this one that 20 years ago they'd believe the way we believe. Amen. They believe it took preaching to get a man under conviction, get them saved. They believe preaching was the thing that the house of God, it was more important than anything else. But in this hour we've got the singings now and we've got carnal attractions. It's trying to bring people in the house of God. things when you go to battle. That's right. Were you in the battle tonight, or are you sitting there? That's right. There's a battle for old time religion. There's a battle for oneness at the house of God. Boy, when there's disunity at the house of God, it's trouble at the house of God. You know what Jesus prayed in John 17? I believe the major thrust of his prayer. He said that my people may be one. Thank God. You say, I don't believe the way you do. But get in where God's at. Amen. That's right, buddy. I'm telling you what, this thing ain't no opinion. I'm trying to preach it. That's what God says. And we need to get in with one another. Amen. I tell you, God says be one. Jesus prayed as the men would be one. And we need to be one tonight. And there's a battle. The devil will do anything he can to try to sow discord and sow strife in the house of God. And wonder why the power of God ain't there. I tell you, God's displeased with it. When there's not unity and peace in the house of Almighty God. Hey, friend, I'll tell you tonight. There's a warfare over that. There's a battle over that. Hey, God, get in the battle tonight. And say, I'm coming tonight. Hey, God, to get in and worship and love one another and go with God. I tell you, that's what it'll take. If we want to see God move, there's going to have to be one body, a functioning to the head, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's right. Thank you. There's a battle tonight. Are you just sitting there? Amen. I don't say this. There's a battle over old time religion. Isn't that one that's in the church? There's a battle over holiness today. That's right. You know what they've done? They've turned the grace of God into lasciviousness in this air. They've tried to make it sound, well, you can live the way you want to. Thank God you can get in the choir. Amen. Just shacking up and living like the devil and doing anything else. I tell you, God's church is a pure church. He says, come back at the church without spot, without blemish. I'm telling you tonight, friend, thank God we ought to live right. We ought to live holy. There's a battle about holiness tonight. There's a battle about in the church. Thank God where it's got loose. And we don't have no power no more. Because the church is loose tonight. And don't have no Holy Ghost power in it. Amen. There's a battle over it. That's right. Amen. Church members ought to dress right. That's right. They ought to come in dressed right. Amen. Thank God. This ain't a fashion show. This is God's house. Amen. I tell you, you ought to put the clothes on God says put on. But you don't have to come in, thank God, like you're looking like you come out of a magazine. Amen, preacher. It's old time church. Thank God we ain't in groups trying to impress somebody. We come to worship God. I don't know what, I tell you, something will impress God. If he can find love in your heart and faith in your heart, that'll impress God. It don't impress God what vehicle you drive. It don't impress God what kind of clothes you wear. Amen. It does impress God. Amen. When people do right and live right and dress right, it does impress God to the fact that you are obeying him. And friend, tonight there is a battle in this hour. Hey, God, over that. And we need some help in it. Because I'm telling you, what will the church be? Hey, God, 20 years from now. Hey, God, it'll be a mess, friend. And that's a loose mule deal. Amen. That's right. That's what it'll be. I see it down at the church I pastor. You get in the slack. Don't come in. Don't wear the best of church. Thank God when I was growing up, they had Sunday clothes. She laid out Sunday clothes and said, here's the Sunday clothes you're going to wear. That's right. Do you know before Jacob ever went back to Bethel, he had to change his garments?
Yeah.
He had to get his garments changed. Amen. That's right. He had to change them. Thank God he was going to worship. It wasn't Bethel no more. It was El Bethel. He wasn't going to the house of God. He was going to the God of the house. And he knew he better have on the right garments when he went back there. And I'm going to tell you in this air, friend, thank God the church of the living God in this air. It's a battle over this thing. And you let one slip in there, it'll go another way. I'm telling you, this is an hour we're living in. And there's souls at stake. And brother, you got to sit there while we go to battle. You got to sit there while we go to war. Hey, God, Paul said, I fought a good fight. Amen. That's right. You better believe that. Hey, God, there's a war over power, too.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right. You wouldn't believe some Baptist churches, they think they got to have seven deacons and a deacon board and a chairman of the deacons to run the church.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. God put a man of God there to run the church under the authority of the Holy Ghost. That's what it said. The Holy Ghost made him the overseer, friend. Amen. One old fellow told me one time, by God, he said, he told me about that. He said, hey, God, you can be voted out. I said, well, hey, I'm going to tell you what. The Holy Ghost made me the overseer here. If you all strike against him, have at it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I realize, you know, I'm on God's timetable. I'm in God's will. If God told me that's enough, that's enough. I'm not worried about that. Thank God. Amen. But I'll tell you what he'll do. If he wants anything with this church, he'll tell this man of God.
Good, brother.
That's right. He won't tell nobody else before he tells him.
Sure.
That's right. Everything, that's the way God runs his ministry through his man.
Sure he does.
That's right. That's why in this modern day, we got a bunch of puppets in the pulpit that won't listen to God and preach what God says. Amen, amen, preacher. And I'll tell you this tonight, until we get to preaching what God says, nobody's going to get no help. Thank God you need the man of God to tell you about yourself. Thank God that you could get some help. I'm telling you, friend, tonight, are you listening to me? Hey, you got to sit here while we go to war. You got to sit here while we go to battle. Thank God you better get your, thank God your battle shoes on. It says time to go to battle and take a stand for God while there is day. Amen. Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. That's right, brother. You're going to go to war? War for the truth about sin?
Yeah.
Sin's not sin no more.
Right.
He said, be sure your sins will find you out.
Yeah.
Amen. They'll come back to you every time. That's right.
Yeah.
Going to war. Amen. That's right. If I can't stand for God, that's right. He said, haven't done all to stand. That's what God said. Amen. A man talked to me today. He's having problems down at the house. He come in and said he's having problems at his house. And he's talking about things that's going on with sin. He said, I don't know what to do. I said, just tell him.
Yeah.
Just draw the line. There's somewhere you got to draw the line. I said, just draw the line. I said, just look at him and say, look, buddy, I love you and I want to help you and I want to see you do right with God.
Yeah.
Before God. But he said, I'm not going to put up with it.
Yeah.
Somewhere you got to draw the line. You got to draw it. There's somewhere the line's got to be drawn. That's what I told him. Walking out of church, I said, I'll tell you what. If you honor God, God will honor you.
I believe that's right.
You can't try to rational that thing out or try to figure out what God's going to do. You just do what God says. He'll do the rest. That's right. There's a battle today. There's a battle for our children in this hair. There's a battle, my friend, for the church in this hair. There's a battle going on. Thank God tonight, men, are we going to sit here while the battles are going on? Hey, give me that land over there. I'll sit back and I'll take it easy. I don't really want to go over Jordan. I know the fight we're going to have. I know the battle we're going to have. Well, it'd be a whole lot easier to sit there and not go to battle. But I tell you what, there's no victory won unless there is battle tonight.
Right.
Amen. So I want to say, first of all, you're going to sit there while we go to war. You ain't going to be a draft dodger, are you? That's right. You're not going to dodge, are you? Amen. You're going to be like Aaron and Hur and hold a man of God's hands up while Joshua's fighting Amalek.
Amen.
That's right. Say, I'm with you. Thank God. Amen. I'm not going to run from no problem or battle. Thank God. I'm going to stand in the battle. I'm going to stand by the grace of God.
Amen.
That's right. So I don't ask you not. Are you going to sit there while we go to war? They don't say that. Are you going to sit there while we go to worship?
That's good.
I'll ask you that.
It's good,
I've never. I'm preaching my heart tonight. I have never seen a generation of church members as lazy. Like they are today. It's unreal how people come into the house of God.
Sure.
I look across the congregation sometimes and say, under God, how am I going to preach?
Amen.
God give them an extra hour this morning. Thank God they come in, and they still come in dragging. I mean, nobody's early for church no more much. When I got saved, I was there 30 minutes early and worked to 5:30, and the church service started at 7.
Yeah. Go ahead, brother.
You know what Sunday morning is most for people? Get up late, don't pray, don't read the Bible, don't come hungry for God. Run into the house of God, sit on a pew, throw your kids down and say, sure is good to be here.
Yeah.
That man of God gets up and tries to preach, and you sitting there and you fighting sleep in your ass.
Yeah.
Amen, because you stayed up to 12 or 1 o'clock watching some video or on the computer messing around, and we wonder why we don't have no fire in the house of God. And we say, I sure wish the preacher would hit it. I wish you'd hit it once in a while. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you, it'd help the man of God if you'd hit it once in a while. But I'll tell you one thing, friend. You got to sit there while we go to worship. I've never seen a day where people don't want to go to church. I'm talking about really just get in with church. Thank God and get in with the man of God preaching the Word of God. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, if you can't go to church and get in with the man of God and get in with the singing of God, thank God, I tell you, something's wrong somewhere. Amen. That's right. Thank God, I'm telling you, friend, I just can't do it like that. I mean, there's something inside of me. Thank God that this goes up and down. Hey, man, I'm telling you, this stirs me up. It says, let's go. Let's have some preaching. Let's sing them songs. Thank God, don't sit there and look at the songbook. Hey, man, sing what's in the songbook. Hey, amen. That's right. I've never seen a bunch of Baptists, and when we sing Amazing Grace, this is the way they sing.
Yeah.
Why, God help you. Remember them old dirt, them old sorry rock songs you listened to before you got saved?
Yeah.
You in a restaurant, you know the words. You mean you've been singing Amazing Grace for 20 years? And you got to have a book to stick in front of your nose while you're singing it? Under God, I'd repent tonight of that. I'm telling you, we need to get right. Thank God, where's the singing in the house of God? I mean, where's the volume? Amen. He said, I don't want nobody to hear me singing. Hey, he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Thank God. Hey, I'm not singing to you. I'm singing to Him. If we can all get in tune to Him, thank God we can have a good song. Amen. That's right. I mean, you just got to sit there while we go to worship, while we come to the house of God, and people just sit there and look at one another and say, I sure wish somebody would say amen. That's right. I told them the other night, I said, I'm going to tell you what. Boys, I ain't going to go on with this thing if you ain't going to get in with it.
Yeah.
Amen. I got in with it, but it took me a little poke in there.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Amen. I'm telling you this. When we sat there, when that man of God was preaching the Word, I mean, our heart ought to be near to God.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't want to come to church. Oh, at least we haven't got nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sad, friend. I'm telling you, it's not God's fault. There's a God in heaven that said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. I told a fellow the other night, he called, he said, I preached to 15 people. I said, hey, brother, it don't matter how many's there, it's who's there.
Yeah.
Amen. I'd rather have him there with 15. Thank God and him not there with 200, wouldn't you? I mean, as long as he's around the house of God. I mean, where the Holy Ghost is, where people are drawing nigh to God and worshiping him and adoring him. Thank God, that's what it's about. That's right. Now I'm going to tell you this. You're not going to adore Him on the Lord's Day if you don't adore Him on during the week.
That's
right. God ain't no light switch. You come in and say, let's cut Him on.
Yeah. You're right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Thank God. It's a relationship anyway.
Yes, sir.
That's where a man's got. It's a relationship. Thank God I didn't marry a form.
Yeah.
I didn't marry a ritual. I'd get out of it if I did.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Thank God. I married a wife. That's right. And I married the Lord too, thank God. And I tell you, when I go tomorrow, amen, He's as real.
Do it tomorrow.
Yes, here's the day.
Amen.
I mean, let's thank God. I don't have to wait on the Lord's Day to have old time meeting with Him. Thank God we can pull up a prayer to study and get in the Word of God and pray and have old time meeting me and God. I don't have to have a crowd around me. I don't have to, my friend, have to be pumped and primed. If the Holy Ghost is in you, He'll always testify Christ. Amen. That's right. He won't get up and talk about Aunt Susie and Uncle Jim.
Yeah.
Amen. I told our people that this morning. God was a help in the service. I said, we want some good testifying. If God's a touching you, we don't hear about your aunt and uncle. Amen. That's right. We don't hear about Jesus. The Holy Ghost will always tell you about Him. And He come to testify Him. He didn't come to testify. Thank God of what you've done and how many years you attended Sunday school. Thank God. I don't care. God's got the record. I want to hear about what the Lord's done for you, what the Holy Ghost has put in your heart. I tell you, you got to sit there while we go to worship. If I can't worship, I'm hindered when I go out of the house of God. I want to know, thank God, there's freedom to worship Him, amen. That's right. Amen. That man of God's preaching, I can't understand it. I mean, I really can't understand it when the man of God's preaching. Amen. That's right. That's, yeah. I'll tell you what I don't like. I'm about to hit her pretty strong at the church. I can't stand people talking to one another while I'm preaching. I don't like it. I don't like that. And then somebody moves and the whole church wants to look at them. God help. Amen. If you get on the front row, you'll have to look at what's going on. That's right. That boy sat on the back row and he fell out. Amen. That's right. That's right. I'm going to tell you what. Right here, if you get, I'm guaranteeing this. I told our people they never will do it. But I'll tell you what, if the whole church moved up to the front and kept the back vacant, no telling what kind of service you'd have. You get everybody up front, thank God, hear the Word of God, and get in with the whole time preaching. And no telling. You all know why sinners don't get saved. It's not the sinner, it's the church. It's because of the worship in the church. There's no atmosphere to bring forth a birth in the church. And we wonder why when they come in, why don't they move to God? Well, would you move when it's cold? God help. Amen. I mean, you come in the house of God, and you shake somebody's hand, you feel like you're shaking an icicle. It ought not be that way. There ought to be some fervency about it. There ought to be some love about it. Thank God that you're glad to see one another and you love one another. Amen. I'm telling you, you're just going to sit there while worship's going on. Amen. While that preacher's a preaching. See, I'm not used to many amens. It don't matter. Amen. I say amen myself. That's right. Amen. If I get some amens, thank God, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. I'm going to tell you one thing. I ain't just saying this. You go back, you was there in 97.
Yes, sir, brother.
I listened to a tape 15 years ago. My wife testified this. We put it in the other night, took some cassettes home, put it in. I'm telling you, it's amazing the difference that it is today compared to then.
You're right, preacher.
Son, it was on. People come to testify, worship God, have something from God in their heart, desire the preaching of the Word of God, want to fellowship, want to get in. Thank God, let's not sit on a pew and look around and wonder when the service is going to end. I'm telling you, we're missing it because we don't come ready to worship God in this house. That's right. Amen. Yes. Pull with the preacher. Amen.
Yes,
door Christ. You going to sit there while we worship? You'll miss out. You say, I really don't feel good today. Well, if it's based on feelings, I'm going to tell you what, we won't do much.
That's right.
We wouldn't do much if it's based on feelings.
Amen.
That's right, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You'll sit there while we go to work.
Go ahead, brother.
Same people doing the work around the house of God. Little handful, you know. That's right. Sure it is. I've been pastoring 23 years. It's still there. I thought we'd get more in the work, but we got fewer in the work. I told them one Sunday, I said, them bushes out there need to be cut. They look bad. I was just preaching. I'd have said that and just kept preaching. Nobody didn't say nothing. They was waiting on me to do it, I reckon. Had somebody else had to come in and cut the bushes.
Yeah.
God help. It's a wonder God didn't set them on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, I just don't have time, Brother Hyde. We don't have time. I mean, how can we come out here? We got all these other things to do.
Yeah.
Hey, Hey, you just got to sit there while the works are going on. Well, we got everything the way we want over here. As long as we can have this land for a cattle here, we don't want to have to go through all the battle to get what you're getting. We'd rather have this land. We'd rather let you war and battle and work and us sit here.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. We'd rather let you give than us give. Right. Folks, I'm going to tell you what, we just got to take an examination tonight.
Sure, brother.
See where we at. That's right. I want to ask you a question. Do you love Jesus? Is the joy of the Lord in your heart tonight? Are you wanting revival unto God? When the preacher gets here, you ought to have done had revival. And when he gets here, you can have revival.
Yeah.
That's right. You ought not wait. Well, when a preacher's not going to bring revival.
Tell it, brother.
He ain't going to bring revival. Thank God you can live in revival. You can be revived in your heart through the fellowship of God.
Yes, sir.
Through the preaching of the Word of God. You can revive your own heart, thank God. I mean, when you talk about revival in the Bible, most of the time it dealt with a nation.
Yes, sir. All right.
That's what it dealt with. God reviving Israel. They was in captivity.
Yes, sir.
Couldn't he? Over there, when he said over there, thank God they sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weep but bear precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing and bringing his seed with him. He was talking about that crowd, thank God, getting out of captivity.
Yeah.
That's right. They was in captivity. They was weeping. They couldn't sing the Lord's song in a strange land.
Yeah.
That's why he said, wilt thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee? We're sitting down here in a 7-year captivity period, and we need some rejoicing. We need some revive. And that's what he is preaching about there. Reviving in the New Testament day, thank God, to stir to God.
Sure it is.
That's why Peter said, stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance.
Amen.
Thank God. I mean, if you can get to remembering how God saved you, when God saved you, that ought to really stir you up good. Amen. I mean, a man talking about being saved and how God saved him, it ought to stir his heart up. Amen. The church ought to get us say, glory to God. I'm glad God saved him. Amen. That's right. Thank God. We got a lot of people just sit around the church, you know. I just wonder. Sometimes I go home, I tell my wife, it's been a while back. I said, you reckon it's me? I said, you know, you reckon it's me? I mean, if people just look at you, I wonder if they know what I'm saying. You ever seen people testify? They would just sit there and just...
You're right.
They stand gazing.
Yeah.
You want revival, you got to stir up the gift that's in you. Preaching does that. I understand that, and the Word of God does that. And we need preaching, thank God. I mean, preaching is what God used to manifest His Word in the last days. But I'll tell you one thing, friend. It'll take you, thank God, to get in the hold of the horns of the altar and seeking God, getting in with God and getting your sin under the blood and making way to God and rejoicing at what God's done for you.
Amen.
Amen. We bound down. We just bound down. We can't help others.
Yeah.
Been helping your neighbor. You know, Nehemiah said they had a mind to work.
Sure.
I don't want to get off on all that, but I'll tell you one thing. Anything against work in this Bible, I'm telling you, God ordained you to good works and me to ordain the good works.
Sure.
That's right. Thank God. Now, put your hand to the work.
Amen.
Amen. I'll ask y'all a question. I'm looking across this church congregation. I know most of you. How many people y'all got in this year? The house of God.
Good.
Huh? Who sat beside you tonight, or sat beside you this morning, or sat beside you sometime this year that you had influence on that you got to come to the house of God and hear the preaching of the Word of God?
Man, that's good, preacher.
Oh, we can't do that. We got to go to Walmart on Saturday. I mean, we got everything under the sun to do. We don't even have time to go to somebody's house or call somebody on the telephone and say, you know, we'd love to have you in the house of God.
Good. That's good.
Just because you won't put your hand to the work.
Yeah.
We look across the congregation, and buddy there at the church, you know, had a pretty good little crowd this morning, more than we usually have. And I looked across there and saw some people, and I saw some people that wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, probably nobody in the church will pick up a telephone besides the preacher and call him and say, I just want to let you know we missed you.
Yeah.
Good.
I know it's right.
Good, brother.
Because you know why? We're selfish. And I want this land for my cattle, and I don't want to go over Jordan. And as long as I have this, that's what I want. Moses said, you'll go over Jordan and fight with the brethren. And when they get that land, then you have yours.
Yeah.
But you're not going to discourage these people and keep them in a neutral place and not have them willing to go get what God's got, because you will stay on this side.
That's right.
About like a Baptist church business meeting. When the man of God in the church wants to go forward, there'll be somebody raise their hand and say, I just don't think we ought to do that. I'd rather stay on this side. You'll not go forward as long as you've got vision on this side and not what's on the other side. And I'm going to tell you what, that's about where you'll stay in your spiritual walk, because you don't want to go forward with God. You don't want to do anything, thank God, contrary to what you can see. They couldn't see what was going to be beyond Jordan. And this is a walk of faith, not a walk of sight. And as long as you look at what's on the, what you can see, I see this land. It's a big land. It's good for cattle. What about on the other side of what God's got? And you won't walk by faith to get there. And I'm telling you tonight, dear neighbor, until you walk by faith, you'll never obtain what God's got for you tonight.
That's right.
That's right. Evan, you walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yep.
That's right. I'll tell you what, if you'll live by faith, God will take care of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Boy, we want this here. We can see it. We want this land here for the cows. We'll stay here. We'll go fight them Canaanites, all that wicked crowd over there. We'd rather stay right here and kick back and take it easy. That's where we at today.
Yes, sir.
That's where the church is. Don't bother me. I'm in a comfort zone. I don't want to come here and pray. There's people in here going to hell. There ain't enough power and fire of God in our church today to get them under conviction, to get them in an altar they can pray through, get a hold of God and get born again. And the church will sit there. You have to tell them everything. I ought to have more spiritual discernment sense than that.
Yes, sir.
And God's a moving in the service. Thank God, get in with it.
Yes,
go with the wind.
Yes.
And stay with it.
Yes.
Sinners come to an altar. Don't go cram a Bible in front of their face. Thank God, get around and pray and ask God to deal with them and help them and get them in. And let the Holy Ghost work in them. And bring them to Calvary. It ain't your business. That's between them and God. Amen. That's right. Too many trying to get an altar, trying to read somebody in. They ran them into hell. They didn't get them saved. Amen. You don't get it, but you don't plan a miracle.
That's right. You're right, sir.
Man said, what about the plan of salvation? I said, what is it?
Yeah.
It's in the man.
Yeah.
It's not in the plan.
Yeah.
How can you plan a miracle?
Yeah. That's right.
Thank God getting saved is a miracle.
Sure is.
That old man of God told me I had to be born again. I tell you, God, my heart birthed me in the family of God. It wasn't nothing I'd done, it's what He done. It was a miracle, the grace of God.
Sure.
That's right. Amen. That's right. If you got saved, you got saved. Amen. Without human reasoning.
That's right.
In fact, I wanted to get saved and didn't know how.
Yeah.
I didn't. I had no idea. That man said, you got to be born again, but he couldn't tell me how.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nicodemus said, how can these things be? Can you enter your mother's womb and be born a second time? I tell you what, I didn't know how to get saved. It took the Holy Ghost to show me. Hey, God's got to come to you. You can't come to Him. He's got to come to you.
Yeah.
Right. When He came to me, I said,
that's it.
It's me.
Amen.
And when He came to me, He showed me, thank God, it was Him.
That's right,
with nail-pierced hands.
Amen.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Right.
Amen. That sun, that light come in on me. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost light come in on me, thank God, and got me in that family. I'm telling you, He birthed me in the family. That's something only God can do for a sinner. Ain't no man alive can bring that in. It's Amen. That's right. That's what we need in the church. We need a manifestation of Christ who is the light.
Amen.
He ever gets in the church, thank God, you won't have to try to pump and prime sinners to come.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. They'll come to the nail-pierced hands of Christ.
Amen.
That's right. That's who salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God, aren't you glad you're saved tonight?
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm glad I'm saved. It happened 29 years ago, come next month, that the Holy Ghost used an old man of God to say, you got to be born again.
Amen.
And the more I tried to shake it, the more it got loud to my heart.
Yeah.
And I was empty as could be.
Yeah.
And I wanted, hey, you said relief.
Yeah.
I wanted something real.
Yes, sir.
That's right. I wanted something real in my heart.
Amen.
And God done it.
Amen.
That's right. It wasn't I done it. He done it. He'll do it for any sinner that'll meet the conditions. And the condition is, get lost.
Amen.
And you can't get lost.
Yeah.
You can't even get lost. How you going to get saved? You can't even get lost. I mean to tell a sinner he needs to get saved. He can't.
Yeah.
That's right. You can't get saved. That's not even biblical language.
Yeah. Well,
he said you must be saved.
Yeah.
He put the command out.
Sure.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
You must be born again. Thank God, Mr. Pink said that God told Jesus told Nicodemus something he couldn't do.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Amen.
Amen. That's why it's a miracle. It's the light of God that comes in on a man. That's why he said born of the Spirit. That's a spiritual birth.
Amen.
You know why them Jews, he told Nicodemus you got to be born again? Because he thought the Jews' first birth was enough.
That's what he thought.
Because they was born into a nation of our religion that they thought was sufficient.
Yeah.
And when Jesus come, the reason the Jews rejected him was because they was looking for him to set up an earthly kingdom. Jesus wasn't coming to set up an earthly kingdom. He has come to set a spiritual kingdom up in your heart. And that's where the kingdom of God is. That's right. It's within. It's not without. That's why the Lord Jesus come, thank God, to save sinners and to set up His kingdom in a man's heart. And then He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you may be also. Thank God, because we've been born in the Spirit. We're going to heaven one day. Thank God. I tell you, friend, that's all about Him. And without Him, we can do nothing. Amen. That's right. So thank God we ought to work for Him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Right. You know the Lord only rewards His family for the business they do.
Yeah. It's good.
It is a family business.
Sure it is.
That's right. He don't reward people that's not His children.
Right.
He rewards them that's done the will of God.
Amen.
That's why Christ come to do the will of God.
Yes, sir.
And He said here in the Scripture, He said that we ought to do the will of God. Perfect will of God. Amen. That's right. That's the purpose of God in you.
Yes, sir.
Through you. The will of God is the purpose of God that He predetermined before the world began that He would do it in His children, and at the end they would be conformed to the image of His Son.
Good. That's good.
And Brother Hobson said it tonight, before the world began, God had it set up. That word appointed or set up means God put the steps, the places for you to step.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank God, under the obedience of the gospel and by the faith of the Son of God, we walk in them steps, and through walking in the steps of God by faith, God produces that will of God in you and shows you, thank God, as you walk, He'll only give you the light you walk in.
Right.
But we walk by faith and not by sight, and God does this in your heart and blesses you through it. If you walk by faith and go across the River Jordan, which is a picture of death, thank God, and die to self and believe God and let God do for you what He said He'd do. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. You just got too much self-reasoning in you. What's it going to be like when we cross over? No matter. He's with you. He'll take care of that when you cross over.
Yeah.
See, we're impatient. We want God to already do it. We need, hey, there's steps in getting across.
Yeah.
And then there's cities to be won. To bring you into where God wants you to be brought.
Right.
And there's a crowd here at the Gat. You know, Reuben, he's the first son of Jacob.
He's the first son of the 12 tribes. And you know, Reuben, the Bible said he was unstable as water. And he said, thou shalt not excel, because he committed sin. Amen. He went to his father's couch and he laid there in sin. And he said, you're not going to excel. You're unstable as water.
Yeah.
You know what that meant? That meant like a pot on the stove.
Yeah.
And when you turn the burner on, the water starts bubbling.
Yeah, it does.
And he said, that's what you're like, Reuben. You're unstable.
Yeah.
And he said, thou shalt not excel. That's why Gad was the spokesman to Moses for Reuben and Gad, because they wanted that land, because Reuben knew in his own heart he wasn't going to excel.
Right.
Gad was an overcomer of troops, even though the troops overcome him at first, and they knew that he was a warrior and he was a battler, amen, and he was an overcomer of troops. But listen to this, why them other tribes were going over, thank God, to get what God had for them. There's two tribes, plus the half of Manasseh's tribe, that wanted to stay back and keep this land instead of going forward.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you how this church will have revival, and how Westside Baptist Church will have revival. It's not set there.
You're right.
Why others go to war, why others go to worship, why others go to work. And you come and you obey the Lord and you get involved, thank God, when this church is having meetings. When this church is having services, and when this church, thank God, has gone to prayer and supplication over sinners, thank God, put yourself in there and don't sit there.
That's right.
I would to God, I really do, that the church of this day would get involved in old time worship and pray in the Holy Ghost. And seek God.
Yes, sir.
I really wish it, but I don't see it. Because I'm going to tell you why. We just don't want to die to self.
Yeah.
Amen. Peoples are going to hell tonight.
Yep.
Sitting on these pews. But there ain't enough power of God in the churches, because we just sitting here instead of seeking God.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you tonight, I'm preaching to myself. It's a whole lot easier to sit than to fight.
It is.
A whole lot easier. God help us. Will you sit there? Moses said, no. You're going to have to go forth.
Yeah.
Fight the battle. Let's stand tonight. Let's stand. Brother Hobson, to come, I pray. Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for the liberty to preach tonight. And God, we preach exactly what you told us to. Lord, it's been on our heart all week to preach this message. And God, I pray the Holy Ghost might use the Word of God tonight. Lord, there's people here tonight, God in heaven, need to get involved in the work. God, need to move to God. Lord, need to come to church, God, to worship. Need to leave the church to work in the vineyard, in the field. God, I know in the Word of God, you said send forth laborers into the harvest. Pray. We see laborers in the harvest. God, tonight I pull with this man of God. Lord, I pray the Holy Ghost, God, might work in the hearts of these good people tonight and help them, God, to get in where they ought to get in.
Yeah.
And God, go with God. Lord, I pray, Lord, we'd be satisfied in our heart tonight when we leave that we've done what God told us to do. In Christ's name we do pray. God's touched your heart. You need to come pray tonight. I'd ask you to come get on the altar and pray. Where are you at with God?
Yes.
Where are you at with God? What about you in your walk with God? In your walk and in your work and in the warfare of faith? Where are you at with God tonight? Where's your worship? Is it toward Christ? Would you come tonight? God spoke to your heart. You ought to get on the altar and pray.
Yeah.
Ask God to help you. Brother Hobson, you come.